Welcome to the intersection again. We had a little technical difficulty. My computer was just acting crazy. And so we were having sound issues. And I hopefully have fixed it by rebooting. And everybody's still here. So we're just going to pick up where we left off. We've got currently with us today, we have Ray, Charlie, Wayne, and Alan. And so we've got a good group. And we were talking about this insane meeting where Trump and Kegseth addressed the generals and admirals they usually have some sort of annual meeting, and they do, but they don't have everybody all at once, and they don't announce it, and they don't broadcast it because security. I mean, like, I've never been in the military, and I don't know that much about security, but even I get that's a bad idea.
Well, you know, he got to tell the generals that they were overweight. And then we had an overweight president get up there and speak.
I hate seeing fat soldiers.
Yeah, and you know, I got to tell you something. I would be really careful calling these people out like that, because some of these people fly the president and vice president around Air Force One, Air Force Two. They might think, well, you know, if he thinks we're fat, let's lower the altitude of the plane a little bit. We got a mountain coming up, you know, or something. You know, you piss the military off, you know. And so,
I mean, they were stone cold.
Stupid.
And Trump, the dementia is getting so very apparent that he's not even putting sentences together. He's just putting words out half the time. If you try to read, I defy you to read the transcript of any speech he's given recently and try and make sense of it. It's nuts.
Who do you think's the brains behind everything? Stephen Miller?
Well, Stephen Miller is the one that was behind the sinking ships, the Venezuelan fishing boats.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, and just overall, like, it must not be Trump. There has to be somebody else that's...
It's the same people that put together Project 2025, which is why they're following it to the letter.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And he's got all these crazy people like Stephen Miller, these flat out Nazis. The only Jewish Nazi he quoted Goebbels on Rosh Hashanah. And for those of you who are not Jewish, Rosh Hashanah is one of the two holiest days of the year on the Jewish calendar. What we call the high holidays, as Alan pointed out. And he is, his speech that he gave at this, what was a rally, it was supposed to be a memorial for Charlie Kirk, freaking Nazi. And if you put side by side, there's a Goebbels speech, they show them side by side. And it's the same damn speech. It's
wow.
On Rosh Hashanah.
That guy's like the devil incarnate to me.
He's evil.
Awful, this man.
He looks like a character from a horror movie.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like a sinister cartoon character or something.
Yes. See, but he's like Simon Bar Sinister.
Yeah, exactly. He's Simon Bar Sinister in the flesh. He even kind of talks like him. You know, he's like, ah.
I mean, it's they're cartoonishly evil. Oh, and a Reagan appointed judge said No, you can't. There's now a class action lawsuit for all the U.S. citizens that have been picked up and detained for no reason because they're going to, Home Depot, or they're going and picking up day laborers and like Home
Oh.
Depot and stuff. And that's another thing that was Stephen Miller's idea. But it's not all Stephen Miller's because there's Kegseft and there's RFK and the stupid Tylenol thing. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's just
That was weird.
Well, shall we try and do some trivia and so we go into the weekend in a good mood? Let's have
Let's do
some.
some political trivia.
Oh,
Just
I
kidding.
haven't got new ones set up. I need to add to our. I try to go through and add every so often, and I do that about once every 2 weeks. We can go through the old ones, but why don't we just do these old-fashioned ones? Let me
Okay.
get my glasses out. This, by the way, I think is the same set, not specifically the same set, but this from the same Trivial Pursuit game that Jack used to use. I know because I've been to his house and I saw them. All right. First category is human body. What U.S. state is home to the original Ironman triathlon, first held in 1978?
Why?
That is correct.
I did the Iron Man in 1983.
Ooh, good for you.
I was a professional triathlete for like 6 years.
I was.
I'm laughing because I can't believe that now.
I just watched a new song from the Holderness Family guy singing about ADHD, and I cannot look at it and think he looks just exactly like you, Ray. He
Oh,
just.
really? Oh, yeah, you told me. Yeah, he does look like me. Yeah, I saw him.
And so every time I see, I was like,
I
it's Ray.
wonder how much money he makes doing that.
I don't know, but they've got millions of followers.
And they have two channels. I remember when I looked before. And
Yeah.
both channels have millions of followers. So they make some dough.
I bet they've got some good sponsors now. They've
Yep.
got a new book out. It looks like a children's book about ADHD.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I showed the one that was about his wife being an introvert.
Yeah.
I showed that to my husband. He's like, yes,
Oh,
that is me. And he's married to me. Just like the Holderness is like the wife is the introvert and he's the ADHD extrovert. That's me. I'm the ADHD extrovert and David is the introvert. All right. Who played the bionic astronaut Steve Austin in TV's $6 Million Man?
Lee Majors.
Lee Majors is correct. There you go, Alan. All right. What body part, unique to primates, gives us the ability to use tools?
The thumb.
The
Opposable
opposable thumb.
thumb.
That is correct. In Greek mythology, the Minotaur is part man and part what?
Horse.
Oh, bull,
Oh
I
no,
think.
goat.
No, Charlie's right. It's a bull.
Oh,
Bull.
bull. Oh, minotaur, because the centaur is
The horse.
the horse, and then
The Minotaur is the bull.
bull.
I rewatched the series The Librarians, and there's a Minotaur episode early on.
The librarian's the one from Australia?
No, the
Oh.
librarians, the one that's the librarians, that okay. Noah Wiley started the TV. It lasted, I think, 4 seasons.
Yes.
Okay, there's another TV series called The Librarians. It was an Australian show, and I know because I had a friend who was in it for 3 seasons.
I just...
And it was like The Office.
No,
it was an Australian show.
No, this is kind of a science fiction-y... Yep. It was a fun little series. I loved it. If you've ever seen the movies, there were 3 or 4 movies, The Librarian. It's kind of based on that.
Is it The Librarians or Librarian?
The Librarians. So there's multiple ones. There's 4 of them in the TV series.
I see. Oh, okay.
But in the movies, Bob Newhart and Jane from Saturday Night Live. Jane, you ignorant slut. That Jane.
Curtin.
Jane Curtin. Jane Curtin. Are in it, and and Noah Wiley is the librarian. But it's a fun one. It's worth going and watching. It's available on like Pluto and some of those other free ones.
Cool.
All right. Where is the body? Where in the body would you find your vomer bone? Your ankle, your skull, or your spine? That's V-O-M-E-R. Ankle, skull, or spine?
I don't know.
Nobody?
Ankle.
No? I would just be guessing.
Yeah. Well, we can do that.
Yeah.
Skull.
Skull
is... ankle. Oh, skull.
Skull is correct. It's... part of your nasal cavity.
Oh. Cool.
Mine is currently blocked.
Your vomer? Vomer is on the fritz?
My vomer. Well, when I was like 4 years old and at nursery school, and I could remember it picture perfect, I was at the top of the slide and I turned to the little girl behind me waiting on the stairs, on the ladder, and said, "Watch this." And then I splat.
Oh.
And they rushed me to the hospital, and they said, "Well, it's all cartilage right now, so there's really nothing we could do. We could try sending it, but it'll just bend back." So ever since then, my nose has been crooked.
Oh.
So I've never really had full use of my nose. But also allergies, and actually this evening, David was stopped at a 7-Eleven filling up the car with gas, and he got in the car and he said, "Oh, the smell of Burger King grilling is so strong, it smells so good." And I'm like, "I don't smell anything." And I roll down the window. Now that's my age.
Not like a gas station.
And no, I couldn't smell anything. And I don't even have COVID to use an excuse. I just don't have a working nostril. All right. So last one in this category. What is the common term for ulnar collateral ligament reconstruction named for a baseball player?
The pitcher, the baseball pitcher, I'm gonna get
this. Come on, Charlie, this should be yours.
Who's the pitcher who ruined his elbow and they invented the surgery for him?
Sandy Koufax.
No,
it was after him. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Sounds like a line of clothing.
Yeah.
Calvin White. Oh.
Tommy John surgery.
Tommy John surgery. The Tommy John surgery. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Next category is bottoms up. What country produces most of the world's cachaça? The rum-like liqueur used in quesadillas. I love quesadillas.
Never heard of them. Yeah, neither have I. Sounds tasty.
I don't know. Argentina?
No. Brazil.
Oh, Brazil. I was close.
Okay.
I was close.
Yeah.
I was going to guess that.
Yeah, Charlie was going to guess it, and you didn't give him time, so.
He got it? Oh, I see. You're saying Amy didn't.
Amy got it.
Yeah. Okay. I got the bra out, and then she gave the answer.
Oh, man.
Well,
Charlie was going to show us how to put his training bra on.
When I was running for office in 2006, some friends hosted a house party for me, and they made quesadillas, and I was like, these were so good. They take a whole lime and cut it up and model it with sugar, and they put in this it's like a rum liqueur. It's a sugarcane-based liqueur or liquor, and it is so delicious, but really, the only place you can ever find them is Brazilian restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. Delicious. Oh. All right. If you like getting caught in the rain, are not much into yoga, but have half a brain, what cocktail might you also enjoy?
Pina colada. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was supposed to not read. Was I supposed to read? No.
I was just going to.
Yeah, we're just shouting out the answer. If somebody knows the answer, shout it out. Okay. I mean, we could go, you know, around the panel and do one at a time. But this way, if you know it, nobody gets pigeonholed into trying to answer some question that has nothing to do with them. All right. What cocktail shares a name with the nickname of a 16th century English queen?
Bloody Mary.
There you go. My dad used to drink Virgin Marys.
Okay. They don't have the alcohol in it.
Right? No vodka. Just the Snappy Tom. The Snappy Peppy. That was a reference. Sorry. I'm the only one that got it. This is the problem. I have these, especially like 80s movie references that nobody else gets.
Well, my kids were toddlers in the 80s, so I didn't have much time to watch movies or keep up with things.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that was a reference to the movie High Anxiety. It's a Mel Brooks movie.
High Anxiety. I love that movie.
I know. Yeah. Remember when they're trying to get through airport security? I don't like his Bloody Marys. He uses the Snappy Peppy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What Cuban cocktail was said to be Ernest Hemingway's drink of choice? I never would have guessed this.
Manhattan. I don't know.
No.
Cuban cocktail.
Yeah, and it's not...
I have no clue.
Anybody want to guess?
Let's see. I know he liked gin. I'll just say gin and tonic.
The mojito.
A mojito.
I never would have guessed that because I didn't think the mojito was that old.
No.
I was going to guess Cuba Libre. But I would have been wrong. All right. From what plant is tequila made?
Tequila is made from...
I got one growing in my front yard. Actually, I got two growing in my front yard.
I forgot.
Agave?
Agave is correct. Have you ever seen one blooming? It looks like something out of a Dr. Seuss book. Oh. It sends up this one shoot that has these giant sort of weird looking flowers in either bright yellow or hot pink fuchsia. And they're...
I think I've seen that, yeah.
It's weird. Ours hasn't bloomed yet, but there was a woman that had a bunch growing in her backyard, and she was giving them away before she moved to North Carolina. So we have a couple that we've had for several years now. Hasn't bloomed yet, but I'm looking forward to it. It's the coolest looking thing, though. Really is.
Yeah.
I think they bloom like once every 10 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it was a regular blooming thing. Yeah.
No, that's once every 10 years. And then it's kind of done after it blooms once.
It only gets to bloom once and then it dies?
It's like a salmon. It's the salmon of plants.
Or something like that. Yeah, I don't know. But we've got some new ones coming up too that are offshoots from the ones that we planted. All right. Now, I know y'all are going to get this one. Somebody's going to get this one for sure. Where does Jimmy Buffett search for his lost shaker of salt?
Margaritaville.
Margaritaville.
Has anybody ever been to a Jimmy Buffett concert?
No, I can't believe I never went. Ugh. No.
The synagogue that I occasionally attend... And I say occasionally, I didn't go for high holiday services, so that gives you some idea of how often I go. when the kids were still in school, the synagogue would raise money by doing concessions at the Coca-Cola or Dr. Pepper, whatever, Starplex, down at the fairgrounds. And the funnest ones to work the booth were Jimmy Buffett and Ozzy Osbourne, because the people watching was incredible. Like, for Jimmy Buffett, you would see guys with coconut bras and grass skirts.
That's great.
I mean, parrot heads are goofy. And the Ozzy fans were goofy, but in an entirely different way.
Well, the Texas State Fair is going on now, isn't it?
Oh, you know, it probably is. I didn't know. It's
the first couple of weeks in October, so.
Jazz Fest is going on in Denton. I don't think I've ever been to the Texas State Fair.
I know I haven't either. I've been in Texas 50 years. I don't know why I've never gone.
And I've gone to the... When I was in high school and when I lived in Dallas, I went several times to the Texas OU game.
Yep.
Which is what...
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
What kicks off the Texas State Fair here.
And that's usually the first Saturday in October. Yeah.
It took me 50 years to go to Yosemite, 2.5 hours or 3 hours from me. Whatever it is, Ray would know. He goes there all the time.
Yeah, we were talking about that early on before you joined us. We were talking about Yosemite and the national parks, and I was saying that the little bitty national park that a group of three or four of us go down and volunteer at once or twice a month was closed because of the shutdown. Because there's nothing, it's just a building that's kept a certain temperature with a little service building for the employees. And there's only like two or three people ever at one time. So they just shut it down. All right, new category. Islands. Which island lies on the equator? Borneo, Madagascar, or Oahu?
Well, it isn't Oahu.
I think it's Borneo.
Borneo is correct.
I know Madagascar's not in because it's near the southern tip of Africa.
That's right. And Oahu's a long ways away from it.
There's a Kinky Friedman song, Wild Man from Borneo. Have any of you ever read any Kinky Friedman mystery books?
No.
Those are kind of fun. Like Elvis Jesus and Coca-Cola is one of them. Armadillos and Old Lace is another.
Wow.
I recommend them. What criminal catching reality show is based in Hawaii?
Magnum P.I.
No.
Reality show.
Reality show.
Oh, sorry.
So that means not Magnum P.I., not Hawaii. Not Hawaii.
America's Most Wanted.
No. Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dog the Bounty Hunter, yeah.
That's something I am proud
of. Have you ever seen it, Charlie? I've never even heard
of it. I've never seen it, but
I've never seen it.
I've never watched it either.
I think he's an ex-wrestler.
They call him Dog.
Yeah, Dog the Bounty Hunter. It's a reality show. I am proud to say I've never seen a single episode.
Yeah, that's something to be proud of.
I've watched an episode of any reality show.
Really? You never watched Survivor ever?
Nope. Definitely not Survivor.
At the beginning, the first season was really good, but then it went down.
The unreality show happens every day. It's called The News.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
The rest of the world is laughing at us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. What U.S. president was born in Honolulu, Hawaii?
Barack Obama.
I cannot tell you how many arguments I had with friends about him being born there. And I'm like, you know, they're going, where's his birth certificate? I'm like, it's been posted online since 2007. And they're, but, you know, and I'm like, look, here is the hospital stating that he was born there. Here is the health department in Hawaii staying good. It was announced in both newspapers.
Why do they doubt it? Because they were listening to the right-wing news or something?
Yeah, probably.
Because that was the right-wing conspiracy.
Yep.
And they just believe it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like they believed in that Trump was going to do the country good this time. Make America great again.
Again.
I think a lot of people have buyer's
remorse.
I think a lot of people have buyer's remorse, a lot of Republicans.
I now close this show with a Mark Twain quote, no amount of evidence will ever persuade an idiot. But here's my problem. The people I was speaking with, generally speaking, were not idiots. And I don't understand. What is the hypnosis that goes on where they just refuse to let the facts get in if they don't comport?
I can't ever understand it.
No.
All right. What William Golding novel features escalating schoolboy violence on a deserted island?
Wait, could you repeat that? I'm sorry.
What William Golding novel features escalating schoolboy violence on a deserted island?
William Golding.
This one I have seen.
This is a movie?
Mm-hmm. It was made into a movie. And I think it was made in the 80s. And,
The Lost Boys?
No.
You're close. No. You're on the right track.
The President That Lost His Mind?
No. We've talked about that, Alan.
I was talking about Biden. I'm kidding.
Y'all give up?
Yeah, I'm going to hate myself. Go ahead.
Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies. I couldn't remember.
Oh, he wrote Lord of the Flies? Oh. Mm-hmm. I thought it was George Orwell. I got Animal Farm mixed up. Never mind. Oh, God. Okay.
All right. What volcanic island emerged from the ocean off the coast of Iceland in
1963? Ooh. Well, it's not cracking. I know what you're talking about. I can even picture it because they had, you know, showing all the activity of it rising up out of the water and all that stuff, and I can't remember the name of it.
Surtsey.
Yeah.
Surtsey?
Surtsey, yeah.
Oh.
Surtsey. Surtsey.
Oh, I never heard of this.
I actually saw an island being born.
I've seen documentaries about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Funny, there was a set of islands that we inhabit that were that way, too, a while back. I think they call them Hawaii. But there was no island there, and then there was because of a volcano or two.
Yeah, but we didn't witness it being born.
Yeah, this
yeah,
we...
that's for sure. I think you'd have to be really old.
Yeah, really old.
Yeah.
A few hundred years. Thousand years, a few thousand years.
Thousand, yeah.
Yeah, a few thousand years. But yeah, that was kind of cool. It's not quite my lifetime because I was born in 64, but, you know.
I was alive when that happened, yeah.
You know, Wayne's been awake this whole time. He hasn't answered a question, has he? Why don't you ask a question, like a trivia question, like, who is the governor of Ohio right now? That one he can answer. He can at least get one right.
I'm sure he can answer more than one of these questions. He just chooses not to. Am I right, Wayne?
That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, don't do self-incrimination, that's for sure.
What liquor is at the heart of a Manhattan? Is it whiskey, rum, or vodka?
Whiskey.
Whiskey is correct. Along with vermouth bitters and usually a maraschino cherry.
When I was going to get my coffee, you were talking about what some drink that Ernest Hemingway drank in Cuba. Was it mojito?
Yes.
Yes.
I heard that and I said it in the hallway, but I'm sure you
didn't. We couldn't hear you because you had your mic turned off. All right. New category, sports cars. What country is the home of the Boxster, Cayman, and Cayenne sports cars?
Germany.
Austria.
Now, Alan was correct. It's Germany.
Germany? Oh, okay.
All three are made by what company?
Porsche.
Porsche.
But I always heard that... I heard that they were manufactured in Austria never mind. I just saw something about this, but it doesn't matter.
All right. What's the nickname of Michael Knight's talking car on Knight Rider?
Kit.
Yeah.
Kit.
There we go, Wayne.
Got it. All
right, Wayne.
All right. What Italian entrepreneur... made tractors before entering the sports car business?
Ferrari. Not Ferrari?
No.
Oh, Lamborghini.
Tractors.
Lamborghini is correct. Before they made sports cars, Lamborghini made farm equipment. made tractors. What 1960s cartoon was based on the Japanese manga Mach Go Go Go?
Speed Racer.
That is correct.
What is a manga? Ooh.
Manga is the style of cartoon that Speed Racer is done in.
Oh, okay.
You have to see it to know it.
Yeah.
It's a big thing now. It's in again.
Yeah, my kids were very into manga. What's
it's kind of like this Japanese
anime.
It's like anime where the manga they don't move their mouths and it's and they have the big eyes and
And manga they come out with these books, the graphic novels that are drawn like Japanese anime cartoons.
Is it spelled
M-A-G-A?
M-A-N-G-A. Oh, N. Okay.
That's like mango, but an
that's
A
why
at
I
the end.
I can't find it. I'll figure out what the first thing that pops up on Wikipedia when you put manga in there and spell it wrong. Okay.
All right. What sports car maker shares a name with a yoga pose and a flowering plant?
The maker, not the car itself.
Yeah.
What? IKEA. Downward dog.
IKEA.
Downward dog.
I don't know.
That's the only yoga pose I can think of.
It's also
IKEA.
A flower.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be lotus.
Ah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, last one in this category. What was the pace car at the Indianapolis 500 from 2004 to 2008?
Mustang.
No, it was a sports car.
It's a General Motors car.
Oh, it's a General Motors? Did you say it was General Motors? Oh, Chevy Corvette.
I didn't say it was General Motors, but it is, in fact, a General Motors
Chevy
car.
Corvette.
That is correct.
I think that the Indianapolis 500 has a contract with General Motors, and the pace car, if you look back at almost any movie or any, the pace car is almost always a GM vehicle.
I remember when I first started working at Oxy, my boss and coworkers were going through their midlife crises, and they all got Corvettes. Being cliche was required, I suppose.
Yeah, first Corvette accident I ever saw was a single vehicle accident into a pole or a tree or something. And I knew that I never even wanted to ride in one of these things. They were hot cars. They were good-looking cars, but made out of fiberglass. What do you think's going to happen when you run into something?
The car's
going to disintegrate around
you.
Yep.
Shatter like glass, yeah.
Yep.
All right, what creature's species include... This is a new category, by the way. Creepy crawlers.
Oh, boy.
What creature's species include... Earth tiger in Asia and bird eater in South America.
Eater is a snake. Tarantula.
Tarantula
thing.
Is correct.
They're tarantulas, oh. Okay.
Yeah.
And we've already established that most of us don't like spiders and snakes.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
But that ain't what it takes to love us.
Yeah.
What did Samuel L. Jackson fight off at cruising altitude in a 2006 action film?
Snakes on a plane.
On a plane!
I never even saw that movie.
Oh, I love it. I've got it. I've seen it about 12 times.
Is it funny?
What's the name of the movie?
Oh, it's wonderful.
What's the name of the movie, Charlie?
Snakes on a Plane.
All right, say the line.
I've
never seen the movie, but I know the line.
And I like Samuel L. Jackson. That's surprising I never went to see the movie.
Huh. Yeah. It's a big deal when it came out.
Oh, yeah.
Say the line.
I had it with these.
Just say it.
I've had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Yeah, I've never seen the movie, but I know that line. All right. What bug was once thought to burrow into people's ears and deposit eggs in their brains?
The earwig.
Earwig. She's coughing.
Earwig.
Earwig is correct.
I remember my grandmother terrifying me about that.
Yeah.
I thought it was true.
I had a friend of mine as a kid that grew up in Texas that ended up with the fire ant got into his ear.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, that's what he said.
Wow.
In a lot of more explicit cussing words than oh, God.
All right.
You know, they're not native to the United States. They were here in shipments of dirt.
Over from Africa on some.
I heard ship. South America. I was just watching a National Geographic documentary last night on it.
And it came off one of these cargo ships or something. Maybe.
That's right. With dirt they were getting rid of. They were excavating in South America, and they brought it over here unknowingly, and they were building a harbor around somewhere out of the. Probably blame it on Florida, somewhere around there, but I can't remember somewhere, and it just spread.
I think it started in Florida, and I remember watching on the maps every month, and how it got closer and closer to Texas, and it finally got here.
We don't have in Northern California yet, but I'm sure they're coming.
What is it that's coming?
Fire ant.
Oh.
Fire ant. Mm. These things are so, they'll go after bigger ants. They'll go after a lot of things. And apparently they don't, it's not like a bee or a wasp, according to this thing last night at National Geographic. They have a stinger on their tail, but the stinger doesn't detach. So
no,
they
can sting you over and over again.
Yeah, they can sting you over and over. And the way they got fire ant is it burns like fire.
It feels like your legs are on fire or whatever is stinging. Like
my friend Martha, she was standing out in the yard showing me something in her yard, and the fire ant swarmed her feet and ankles.
Ow.
They always swarm. It's never just one. Thousands of them. You look down and your leg is covered with
ankles. People think they can drown them. No, these things have built up over years a coating on their body where they just float.
Yeah,
and they form little islands and float.
Yeah, you'll see them in a flood. It'll be like a ball floating on the waters.
Yes. Yep.
It's crazy.
Wow.
And it's almost impossible to get rid of them. We have to have a national fire ant day, and everybody goes out and treats all their mounds at the same time. But sometimes you can't see the mounds.
Pesticides will kill them. But unlike a lot of pesticides, you got to find the right combination.
The problem is you got to get the ant queen. If you don't get the queen, they just come right back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they in the U.S. still? Not.
Southern U.S.
I'm saying, like a month ago, my friend Martha, her feet were covered, and she was just covered in bites. And I was talking to her on the phone. I said, Martha, you need to go see your doctor tomorrow. First thing in the morning. And she's like, I just kept pestering her. I'm like, no, go to the doctor. And she went and she called me and she said, yeah, my doctor said, yes, you definitely needed to come. And they gave her a cortisone shot and they put her on antibiotics. And I was about to say, we're going to go a little bit long because we had that hiccup at the beginning of the show.
No problem.
So we're going to go a little extra. Plus, Alex has taken the week off. So I don't know if he's doing posting or anything, so we're just going to go ahead and go for a few more minutes because we had technical difficulties at the start of the show. If it's not one thing, it's another.
Yep.
All right. What insect was poet John Donne talking about when he wrote, "It suck me first, and now it sucks thee"?
Mosquito?
Insect?
An insect.
Sucks. A leech?
Yeah.
I was going to say a mosquito, not a mosquito.
Mosquitoes bite, they don't suck. So it's got to be something that sucks.
Wait, mosquitoes suck your blood out of you. It's like they don't suck.
I thought it was leech, but not leech.
A leech is not an insect.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Ray, you should have known that.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I don't know either.
It's a mollusk, I think.
Often found on domesticated animals.
Flea.
Flea is correct.
Oh.
How long is a typical giant African millipede? Is it 4, 8, or 12 inches?
12. Probably
12. 12, sometimes longer.
I've seen those things on TV.
I mean, you see one of those, man. Ah! Nice.
All right, last. I've seen them before. They're kind of scary.
They're like caterpillars, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. They're weird looking. They are weird looking.
The things of a nightmare. Things of nightmares.
Yep.
The nightmares are made of.
In what 1980 Atari video game is the goal to blast off the body segments of a descending anthropod?
Pac-Man? No.
No.
Pac-Woman? No.
Anthropod. It's a bug.
I used to play this.
Not Space Invaders, was it?
No,
it's like that. But
it's a bug that moves on the screen.
Yeah. Can't remember the name of it.
And it was an Atari game.
I used to play it a lot. I can't remember the name of it.
We used to play it at Nickelmania. Nickelmania's still there.
By knowing the owner as a friend, the guy that did Atari, Nolan Bushnell, I got all the games and all the gadgets for free. But God, I can't remember this.
Wow. Well,
y'all give up?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Centipede.
Oh, right. Centipede. Duh. Oh, God. And you just talked about
millipedes.
Yeah. Millipedes,
we just
talked
about millipedes. Now we're on centipedes.
All right. This is going to be our last category. And the category is smoke. In what country did Thinnin' Hattie first appear on breakfast menus? What country did Thinnin' Hattie first appear on breakfast menus?
It has to be Ireland.
Well, you're close. Scotland. Scotland. It's a type of smoked haddock.
What is it?
Ah.
Smoked haddock.
Yeah.
Who starred as a tobacco lobbyist in the 2005 movie Thank You for Smoking?
Never saw it.
Oh, I saw it.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. In fact, I have it out there. Who was that?
Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah.
Aaron Eckhart.
Yep.
Yeah, Aaron Eckhart plays a lobbyist for the tobacco industry. Excuse me.
It's Thank You for Smoking, not Thank You for Not Smoking.
Yeah, Thank You for Smoking. What brand of cigarettes once advertised the quality of their tobacco with the phrase, "It's toasted"?
Oh, I don't know that.
This is an old one.
Lucky Strike?
Lucky Strike is correct.
I don't remember that. I just remember Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
All right.
Toast.
What surrealist painted a pipe and the phrase "Si si n'est pas pa une pipe"?
Magritte.
Magritte? Yeah. One of my favorite songs from one of my favorite...
This is not a pipe.
One of my... Yeah.
Ce n'est pas une pipe.
Wow.
Ce n'est pas une pipe.
That there's a song on a Paul Simon album, Hearts and Bones. Rene and Georgette Magritte with their dog after the war.
Mm.
All right. What smoke-flavored water is a barbecue standard?
Smoke-flavored water.
You use it when you're making barbecue. Or some people do. I'm not really fond of it, but...
I have no idea.
Teriyaki?
Liquid smoke.
Oh, liquid smoke.
Okay.
Gross.
All right, last question. What is the water pipe popular in the Middle East for smoking flavored tobacco called?
Hookah.
Hookah is correct.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Thank you, Ray and Charlie and Wayne and Alan, for joining me here. Before we go, last thoughts. I'm going to go around the panel. Thoughts you want to carry into the weekend? Ray, I'll start with you.
Thoughts want to carry into the weekend?
Yeah, just the last thing you want to mention.
Don't watch the news.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
For your mental health.
Charlie.
Don't fall for the lies of the Republican Party.
That's another good one. Alan?
I go with both of those. A thought of my own. Get laid?
Good luck with that.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'll need it.
And Wayne, how about you?
Well, when you first mentioned it, I thought of, along what Ray said there, surviving the news.
I would have thought Charlie's would have been to stay off ladders.
Yeah.
I sent you a step stool. You're not going to hurt yourself much on that 9-inch step stool.
No, nope, I haven't done that. I mean,
you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Well, he could stand on it. And I always thought he could reach the top thing of his books and DVDs or whatever is there behind him.
The thing about it is, even if I did fall off of it, chances are I wouldn't hurt myself.
There you go.
I mean, you'd be surprised.
God, at this rate, I send you a DVD, what do you call it, a laptop and a step stool. I might as well start paying your rent.
Hey, go for it.
All right, folks. Well, in the words of Will Rogers, it isn't what we know that gives us trouble. It isn't what we don't know that gives us trouble. It's what we know that just ain't so.